titty.
Whose titty are you cutting?
I said cup.
Cup the titty. Whose titty are you cupping? Probably with no consent, too. With no consent. Alright, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. I think we're good. Anytime there's feedback, I like to freak out. I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. Okay, y'all. First of all, I had a comment and I burped at the same time.
I'm just happy that you're covering your mouth. Because not many people are going to be considering.
Listen, people be, when COVID was first, like, huge, like, bitches was still in there sneezing, like, hack chop. Why are you doing that? It's in my hair. Get it out.
Get it out. Even before COVID, you sneaking like that,
you're in
the wet ass.
Or you walk through it?
No, I love when you sneeze now. That I'm like, yeah, time to call work. Like, somebody sneezed and I'm exposed.
I'm exposed.
My job still don't believe me that I never caught COVID.
Because I mean, fuck you.
I haven't. I haven't.
All right.
Look, I can make someone mad.
Not in solitude.
I used to be real specific, guys. I used to be like, I'm gonna catch COVID with no symptoms.
So in this episode of the show, we're talking about COVID. That was an embarrassing moment for the Amir show, but we took it like a champ. We had another medical professional on the show who clearly did a little bit more research than this motherfucker.
I'm sorry, I read that article.
You only read the first line.
Not that you read it, because I read it too.
And there was plenty of black folks that announced before that they had COVID. I don't know. That was just a weird place.
I love how we're opening up with COVID.
I know. And look at our asses. I have no microphone condoms today. That's okay. That mic is just for y'all. Oh, shit. Multiple. Okay, whatever. Anyways, welcome y'all to the Amira Show. Thank y'all so much for coming through. I love how it's mostly like staff, like our people. But hey, I'm supposed to be.
I am a whole spectator out here right now.
You want
I said mostly. I said mostly. I mean, because we got melodically in tuned in this bitch as well. What's up, Melody? I'm so happy to see you. I'm going to take a moment to shout our collaborators. This is where Lyric falls under that, okay? I want to give a shout out really quickly to Waist Beats by Lola, my Waist Beat collaborator. I want to give a shout out to the Cuban Barbie Heaven, the official drag queen of the Amira Show. I want to give a shout out to Pretty J, the DJ, responsible for To Work Time, our official DJ of the show. I need to give a shout out to our sex toy collaborator, and that is with Lyric of Beyond the Shade LLC. Okay. I need to give a shout out to Black Sheep Entertainment. That's my manager over there. And then we got a radio. Wait. So are you like taking pictures for us now? Like for Black Sheep? Okay, cool. Oh, I see the shirt on. Okay. Okay. Because I saw you here once, then I didn't see you here once. Now I was like, okay, she just came to do her own shit. That's cool. I'll be your muse.
I feel so sorry.
Shut up. Shout out to Mariah, our video person. What up? I appreciate you. Who else am I missing? I'm always missing someone, I feel like. Shout out to my collaborator for Healing AF. That's Brie Renee of Love, Sex, and Magic Company. I love you, bitch. You're all the way in Houston, though, so whatever. Shout out to my co-hosts for the month. And I said co-hosts, because we got two of them this month, because I canceled all of January. So Kabira, who was our official co-host of January, you know, only got on like one time, you know what I'm saying? So we was like, bitch, we about to roll you into the next month. So Kabira, and then shout out to Baron of Love That Belly. She could not be here tonight, but she will be here next week, y'all. So I think that's all my people. Holy shit. If I miss anyone, charge it to my, what is, how does the saying go?
Charge it to the gang.
The gang, that is not what they say. That's what they say. Head, not your heart.
Charge it to the gang, don't charge it to
the gang. That's too much.
Bitch. I was over like, yeah, charge it to the gang.
That's because y'all some hood niggas. I ain't fucking with y'all. That's the difference. I'm a military suburb bitch. Ain't no game this way. Who makes you know I'm close? What'd you say?
Damn.
You see how there's no love for the
club? Do not let me in with you.
She said, don't let me in.
You want to play with her.
Oh, damn.
I was sitting here, you know, calm and patient.
Ooh, calm and patient, isn't it? Fuck your patience. That's how they do.
I'm on some fuck everybody family tonight.
I respect it. Which is funny because that's the topic that we're touching on tonight, y'all. Which is talking about
I already touched it.
Tonight we're talking about platonic relationships, ships, friendships, and then boundaries. You know, friendships, platonic relationships, and dating. There we go. Dating and boundaries, things of that nature. Whatever, that's what we intend to talk about. However, last week I realized we going to go wherever we go. So that's the intention of what we're talking about. What'd you say? I feel like you're talking shit. Because that's just in your nature.
I am a nice level
wow.
person.
Okay. Nature.
Everyone here just heard a fly. I'm sorry.
I heard what you said, but I'm not a snitch. Because I'm talking shit.
What is
so
going on?
Gang up here.
Right.
I don't know what's down there.
Oh, I'm not about it. I'm not about it. Because we all hit the devil. So no matter where you started, we end up at the same spot. We alleged. I don't know where that second one was. What did you say?
When did you live in Parkville?
Right.
Like,
you have
to let that go. Exactly.
You gonna have to let that go. I told you she ain't shit. I told y'all.
That was honest, though.
That
was
honest.
Honestly, you spent 1 month in Parkville.
I got 6 years.
6 years, according to Jasmine, that equals to 1 month.
I see.
I'm sorry.
You don't remember none of it.
You say you don't remember none of it?
I
ain't shit.
I got
your
back.
You don't know where you've been.
You about to move there any fucking way.
I'm not moving to Park. I'm trying to move to Beach and Terrace.
Okay, Beach and Terrace, I hear you. When?
I got the Texas being in Park Terrace.
Okay.
That
I was about to say, here we go again.
Did you have any platonic relations?
I had relations in Park Hill, the waterfront.
Relations?
We didn't say relations.
Platonic. Jonathan.
Oh, Lord. Before we get started,
what is a platonic? Right? Yeah, we did.
Yes. We
do
know who you are.
Damn. Who are you? Come here, motherfucker. Okay, that wasn't as cool as I wanted to say. I'll take my L.
I stand beside you.
Johnny, go ahead and fuck yourself for the people. Tell the people who you are. I just said your name.
We got a big toxic bowl of beautiful
there
Johnny.
There you go. He added toxic. He added toxic.
I was told to add toxic into my name during this month because I'm all black and toxic as fuck.
Black and toxic. Don't lump those two together. You're just toxic, okay? That is right.
I said I'm dressing all black and toxic as fuck.
Oh, because you're heartless. Okay, okay.
Hey, y'all want to come in?
The white people. With the trench coat? Probably not. I don't know what's in there. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Wait a minute. Is this what we're calling it tonight?
Black toxic. The big toxic. Black and beautiful. The big. Toxic. What the fuck did
you just call me toxicity?
Toxic.
No, that is negative. I'm not.
One more time for me.
I don't think that was said correctly. Don't.
This triggers me when you said black people don't catch COVID. I'm triggered. We're going to call it toxic tonight. Jasmine, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
I'm short and sweet. My name is Jasmine. That's it. I don't got no paragraph. I don't got no nothing.
Oh, man. Jasmine has a podcast of her own. It's called Fem Drip. Are we plugging this anymore?
I mean, y'all can listen to it.
Okay. They gotta know it exists.
Yeah. Okay, it exists.
Confirmation.
It's on all platforms. Film Drip. You can even follow on Instagram at film.drip. Are there new posts coming? No. But you can check out the old episodes. You can tell us your thoughts, your comments, and your concerns.
Thoughts, comments, and concerns. Is that what you took in? Okay. I'll fucks with that. Who's left? Oh, Kabira! Go ahead and introduce yourself for the pizza.
I am Kabira.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yes.
The owner of Sacred Cycle Sisters.
I feel like you plug a new business every week.
No, not really.
Are you sure? I feel like you went through listen. Three. See, I do listen. That's why I think they're
wrong. Well, maybe I might have not plugged Sacred Cycle Sisters like ever, but okay. I'm plugging it tonight.
Okay, there you go. See, I know I'm crazy. I know you got. Tea time, you got the blunts and butterflies, you got knuckle donuts or whatever.
You just messed that. I don't know. I am ready to listen. I am Jazz Vera.
There you go.
On TikTok and Instagram. When she was talking about God is tea time, I'm a co-host on that. Butterflies. Blunts and booze.
What did I say?
You said blunts and butterflies.
Oh, shit. Out of order.
Butterflies, blunts, and booze podcast will be starting probably March or April. Sacred Cycle Sisters, first and fourth Saturday of every month, dance class. I'm also a brand ambassador for Salem Avenue.
Dope shit.
I didn't plug Freezing Post last time, so that's definitely.
There we go. See? I'm telling you. How much time?
I'm moving around.
I wasn't throwing shade. I just was like in awe.
And I also work with Beyond the Shade.
Yeah. I was waiting for it.
Dope shit coming.
I'm excited. All right, now that y'all know who is up here on stage. Hi, my name is Amira. Okay, I feel like that's a given. Like my name's on my ass. Like, you know, it's right there. We're going to jump into the conversation, jump into the topic. The way that we like to maneuver with the show, we're going to talk our shit or whatever. None of us are professionals. Anything that we talk about, we are all opinionated or, you know, experience-based. And we invite anybody who's in the audience to come up. And for right now, I call y'all the peanut gallery because I don't know what the fuck else to call y'all. But I'm thinking.
Peanut gallery is so racist.
Oh, damn. Well.
That is a racist term.
Well, it was temporary. I am. I just said this is all I got for right now. So
drop your thoughts on the mic, something.
The drop your thoughts on the. Well, I got to call the audience something.
Drop it.
You can do both.
I'm going to call y'all the thoughts. Thoughts, come share your thoughts.
THOTS. Not them
thoughts. That's what I meant. Thoughts, come drop your thoughts. Okay. I'm going to figure it out, but I'm not going to say peanut gallery because I didn't know that was a racial slangy slur right there. So, educate me, queen. But the microphone is right here, so you can drop your thoughts, comments, if you have a question for anyone up here or just in general, anything like that. Sound good? If you don't want to be on camera, let us know. We'll make sure that camera does not turn your way. Okay? All right. Now, jumping into the topic, which was, what again? Platonic relationships, boundaries. Dating, and boundaries.
Boundaries. While dating.
That was a lot. Hold on, wait.
It is a lot.
But you can talk about, we can talk about like the single life and platonic love and the dating.
And the dating life in platonic love, and then where and when to draw boundaries. So, for those who don't know what platonic relationships are, Johnny, tell them what platonic means.
Johnny, tell them what platonic means.
The moment you said it, I knew it was wrong. Like, the moment you said it, I'm like, this is a setup.
Like, I thought he was just gonna say it.
I don't do relationships.
Platonic.
I don't do any relationship.
That's not true, because what are we, bitch?
Wow.
You're a disease.
Damn. Yeah, man, what is platonic mean?
The love.
I'm stressed out.
I know.
it's like a friendship, like a friendly, there's no sexual, no, it's not even romantic. It's just like a friendship level type of relationship.
Oh. Yeah. I don't call y'all my friends. I call y'all my family. So I want to know what that
was. All right, so you know, now
okay. All right. Sounds so, good.
All right. My family.
My family. You had one too many shots.
I have.
You had two too many shots.
And smoked two blunts.
And you said, okay. Wow. Live on the hill. Smoked two of them. Not three of them. Not one of them. Two of them. Okay. Platonic relationships. So just wanted to make sure that we all was on the same page in terms of what, I don't even know what you would call that, a noun or whatever the hell when it comes to the description. We understand what platonic absolutely is. So, when it comes to, and Kabir, I need to lean on you a little bit, because I look at my co-host to bring up topics, and this was an interesting one in terms of talking about platonic relationships while dating, because the only thing I could think of when it comes to that is just dating around, like you're just dating. No kind of strings attached, friendship dates, you know, things of that nature. No benefits. No. Oh, maybe
that's
benefits.
The platonic.
That's not.
Like, stop trying to fuck. She just said. But I tried to be like, maybe.
I know it's hard.
Platonic
and
platonic friendships.
That's not a thing for
me. It's like a man that you're not having sex with at all. That's not family.
How we feeling?
That's also not in a relationship.
So.
Yep. Checking in.
I'm good.
That motherfucker is
like a list.
You said it's a list?
Oh, wow.
It's a list for me to go through. Not to fuck somebody.
So
what?
Found,
go on.
I'm not even about to address this.
Right, go on.
This is not a shenanigans tonight. I'm not even looking at shenanigans. I'm not even looking at shenanigans. Thank you. Are you listening?
I'll watch
you. Do you have your notebook?
Did you got your legal pad? Your legal pad?
So I have witnessed and saw over the years is that when it comes to if you're with somebody and you have platonic relationships with the opposite sex, there's some challenges there.
Very much. Inner, outer, all of that.
But what I've also found is that if there's challenges there's some insecurity there too.
Okay. Like insecurity surrounding them, so again, the outer, like, okay. Mm-hmm. But maybe not so much the inner, or maybe it is inner.
It might be the inner.
Oh, shit.
And it might be the person that you're with.
Okay.
That might not fully trust.
Trust.
That situation.
That's what I was thinking about outer. So other people that, like, they fucking. And it's
right.
Like, no, we really are like friends.
That ain't
your cousin. Because everyone's your cousin or your brother.
I mean, so, I got a lot of cousins that ain't my cousin.
You right. You said you got a lot of cousins that ain't your cousin?
They got blood cousins. They ain't my cousins.
But they're your cousins.
Well, people find that
they're like, what?
And they're not your blood cousins.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But these are friendships, right?
Right?
These are not like, I'm just calling you my cousin.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I relate shit as my actual
right.
You know,
right.
Like, that's what you want.
Right.
Right.
I think there comes a level of definitely not think cancel the recess. There definitely comes a level of trust and respect.
Yep.
And if you're with somebody, if you're committed to somebody, and you have, so for instance, I have male friends.
Right.
What I will say is that when the boundaries come in, mm-hmm. it's up to the person that's with that other person that they're committed to set those boundaries with their friends.
Right.
So, for instance, those boundaries for me is you're not coming over my house, you're not kicking it, we're not hanging out.
Those are some good boundaries.
I don't go out on dates with my male friends. Uh-huh. We're not doing that because I'm not even going to introduce and open up that door for you to think that something, because I don't trust niggas either. Let me say
I was about
that.
To say, it's all I want. I don't trust you, no.
That part. Like, as much as I might love you as a friend, as the opposite sex, right. Like, I still know you're a man, and I still know if you have the given opportunity, you'll take it.
Right.
So if I bite, if I give you the green light,
you're going to take it.
Period.
Unless they don't take
it.
Yeah. Where does that happen? Johnny always takes it. He's talking shit. You talking about you don't go for it?
Like, it's not always like good sex, like, you know, right? Like, if that's what I was going to say, too. Whatever you're into, like, your girl might be like, you ain't going out with that bitch tonight.
Damn, I feel like I had a friend like that, but it wasn't... I had a friend like that who didn't like me befriending other women or dating other women because she would feel or felt as if I was, like, canceling her out or replacing her or something. So there was definitely, I guess that would be definitely considered an insecurity on the outside affecting, like, how I want to conduct my other relationships or friendships and things of that nature or actually want to date and stuff. And that's just fucking toxic. It's ridiculous. So it definitely does happen on the other end. I feel like it's happened to anyone who's fucking jealous.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Like Johnny.
But that's like an insecurity. So your friend was a platonic friend?
Yes.
And you date whoever you want to date. So she didn't want you dating like other women?
No.
I said other.
So wait. Okay. I need to make sure I comprehend this. So okay.
Okay.
The friend.
The
platonic relationship.
Now this sounds crazy.
It don't sound crazy. It sounds like some.
To me, it's sounding crazy.
It don't sound crazy. It sounds like some hidden MOs. It sounds like she wanted something, but she wasn't willing to be like, this is what I want.
Uh huh.
But I want to try to control, and I don't want you fucking with these other people because I want you. But I'm also going to accept what we have right now because I don't want to fuck that up.
Gotcha.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Maybe. I was blown away by the whole situation. I was like, wait, what? You're like, you're my friend. Like, you have nothing to do with this.
Because that's just some weird shit.
It was weird. It was totally
like,
weird.
Like, was blown away because this is your platonic. It's like me saying, don't date no other. I don't care what you do.
Like, you know, like, I mean, as your friend, I don't want you in no fucked up situation.
And it was far from that. I was in love.
What the fuck you want to do?
It was far from that. I was in love with that bitch. The one I was dating. That the platonic friend hated. Me. Dating her. Okay.
That's
see,
wild.
It was wild. It was wild. It was a little bit ridiculous.
You love, you weren't supposed to do that, apparently.
Apparently I wasn't. And that's when a bitch had to draw boundaries. Okay.
Yes.
She did think it was a phase. It was totally not a phase. But I had to draw boundaries. That is one of the words of the night. And I cut her off. Don't be afraid to cut people off. You know what I'm saying? Let people know how they're supposed to treat you. And that's from platonic friendships to people who are dating. Say you date a person and that one time was good enough for you, but they feel otherwise. Walk them home. No, we were
done.
Flowers and everything ready to go out. No, bitch. Walk in my car. I'm going to bed.
I did not want your ass. How did you?
I was trying to get back up. Johnny, I will turn your mic down.
I'm a little loud tonight.
I have a situation. My partner and I was talking about it in the car earlier, but they were like, this would be a good thing to bring up. And so basically my partner.
Wait a minute. Is that how he said it?
That's how.
Let me find out that's how he talked.
No. That was how I heard it.
That's okay.
You know the teacher
like
from Charlie Brown?
Just be honest. You don't want to hear the conversation in the first place.
Listen.
Okay, so he said this would be something right.
Okay,
what was it?
So basically, Basically, my partner locked me out the house.
Locked
me out. It was on accident. It was on accident. That motherfucker was drunk as hell. Didn't hear me beating on the window or anything.
You
motherfucker. I want to scream. Our neighbor is blind next door, so I don't know what they would think is going down. Right. So, so these niggas was all asleep. And
I was up.
But I wasn't coming over. I just wasn't coming over.
I was very much asleep. I was asleep.
I didn't want to sleep in the car. So I was trying to see where I could go crash.
So he was asleep?
He was asleep.
He accidentally.
Oh, no. Johnny was up.
No, not Johnny.
Okay. My partner was asleep.
He was asleep.
Not
because he was drunk.
Like alcohol asleep.
Oh, like alcohol. You just locked the door.
That nigga ain't waking up. And I didn't have no key. That's why.
So you weren't even responsible.
Listen, I told that motherfucker, I wasn't in bed.
Look at that clapping.
I told that nigga, I was in advance.
Hey, that's it, Kamara. That's it.
I was in advance. I said, I ain't got no key. Make sure, you know, you keep the
he
door locked.
I was about to say.
I got a question.
He saw the text. He was like,
I'm
going
to drop for
but I'm going to take the text out
of the room. Charlie Brown voice. What?
Then you take a call in advance, like an hour chill. You go to
an hour.
We had just separated 30 minutes prior. Like he was just with us. So he knew I was coming home eventually.
So like Jasmine said, he's on autopilot.
Yeah, I'm like, because what I'm doing, yeah, I just,
his eyes were closed too. I'm a lot.
That motherfucker was not. So what did I do? I didn't want to sleep in the car. It was one of those super cold nights out. And I hit up a friend of mine who, which I didn't tell him about this friend because there was no reason to yet until this night. I hit up this friend, opposite sex, male, identifies as male, to go stay the night and sleep over. And I did it. And nothing happened. Just went over, went to bed, and left early as fuck in the morning. The other part to that, though, is also that... The other part to that is that he was a past partner. We had sex once before.
Okay, so there's the history. So, but nothing happened this night. But
oh,
I just said he moved ago.
Actually, he did. Fuck him.
Oh wow! So that's why.
But anyway,
right?
We're not here for that.
Right.
That's
not the topic.
The topic is whether I made a smart choice to go sleep over there or not.
Okay. So this night nothing happened.
No.
But like I said, many moons ago.
Yes.
But it never happened again because
I'm not.
He didn't go south.
Well, no, because I'm just not, I wasn't interested. I moved, this was a while ago. I was still living in California. I think I came in for a visit, possibly. I can't fucking remember.
So this was a long time ago.
And we don't talk like that. We talk on and off every, like, 2 to 3 months or so. And it's just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I was thinking about you. Cool. Like, that was it. Like, what'd you fucking say? Drop your thoughts.
Drop your thoughts.
That's an armored town. Let me fuck. Oh my god. That is exactly what happened, but that was forever ago.
And he might be alright.
No. That's not the case. No, it's not the case. Because he lives here. He lives here.
He lives here.
He lives here. We don't hang out or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And you're here now, though. But this is like, so every now and then now, y'all hit each other up and y'all both live here, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So not like when you were out in California.
Well, kind of, yeah. Like, that's just what our relationship has been. It's always been that way. I always leave him on red or some shit. I don't hang out with him. And if I ever do, it's in public. Like, he's at work and I'm swinging by. Like, hey, what's up?
Okay, well, I have a question. Because, you know, I deal with, like, if somebody's not serving me and I'm not serving nobody, we're cutting ties, right?
Okay.
So what is the connection that is keeping this conversation every 2-3 months?
This got way too deep. I swear. I swear, y'all, it's not like that. I have a number of friends who I don't keep constant contact with, and they just hit me up. I promise it's okay. Like it's as sporadic as it is with him. It just felt weird in that moment. Talking to my partner about it, it was weird.
I don't expect like an immediate response. I
guess she said every 2-3 months.
Yeah.
She responded back in like a month. Like,
see, that's what I'm talking about. I treat that nigga the same way. Ain't no special treatment. What the fuck do you say?
You gotta call me 2-3 times to get a response.
That's not true. You only gotta call me like once.
Shit.
Oh, now you gotta like him on that because I had call you twice.
Well, I called back. I called y'all back.
You be screening your calls.
I don't screen them.
She got her mom on the phone. I really do not care. Like,
I don't screen them. That's it. No more thoughts.
What?
I'm just checking in.
Okay.
Looks like we're good over there. Okay.
You said you had told your partner about this person like prior,
right?
And that's like until the night you got.
Yeah,
like,
that's
out.
What I'm saying.
Like that's like a thing. That's your. First
I let him know like, hey, I'm at such and such a place. So I'll see you in the morning.
This person I never told you about.
Right.
Yeah.
The person I never told you about who I previously had
relations
with. Well, I was locked out, so I was like, you know,
years
like,
ago.
Saying, like,
well, I did. We did talk about it. We did talk about it that day. I gave the whole scoop. I put it all out. I'm trying to ignore that bitch. I put the whole scoop out there when I got home and told him about it. Because I know that's weird already. Like, what? You sleeping at a nigga's place? You know all these people, but you at a nigga's place. So that already is weird off jump. So, you know. So, yeah. Ryan, is that your phone? What you watching porn? I'm kidding. I know. Cause
would you say?
Cause if you go like 3 swipes to the left on my shit, it's some dirty shit you don't want to see. Okay. So enough about me.
Wow.
I don't hear nothing.
Okay, moving off of America.
Thank God I'm under. Bitch, I'm sweating. Like, this was a horrible idea. Why would I bring that shit up? I thought it was a good idea. Then you start talking about it. I'm like, you know what?
Oh shit, you're asking me questions.
Too many questions. I'm gonna get home and some shit he ain't think about to ask me. I'm like, fuck.
But that is a good idea because I do bring up boundaries and talking about different things.
Well, yeah. It also gets sticky with. We not gonna get into everything.
And the intimate ship or like the friendship?
Both.
Right.
Okay.
Because you have to have boundaries.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I don't know if I set a boundary in that moment though with that, other than nigga don't lock me at the house again. I don't know. I'm just playing. I'm playing. What?
You better sleep in the car
next time. Oh my god. You say you better sleep in that car. I'm not about it. Whatever. Why am I preparing to be locked out of the house again?
You might get drunk again.
You never
I know. God damn.
You never know. You might get one of them frogs with a spare key in that bitch.
Right? Saying, or a gnome. A gnome or some shit. What was you saying, Johnny? Some shit?
I would say whenever I get my own place, my home, I'll be able to afford
it. Thank you. I just want a key. That's what I need. I need a key.
I know. I owe you a key. I've been owing you a key for like a year.
So this is your fault.
Really,
bitch? This is your fault.
You know what? I'm...
Y'all ain't give me no key. Y'all was sweet. You're useless.
Wait. I was up. You nearly came over. I was like, I miss you. We was texting each other.
But what did she say? Did she say she needed somewhere to sleep?
She said she got locked out, but she already said she already had a friend she brought over.
Oh! So you were in communication. This is getting deeper. So you chose. Okay, I quit. You know what, I'm
done.
I chose
because I didn't want to go to Johnson's house. He lives all the fuck away.
Okay, you live far.
I do.
Okay, so that's a good. Okay, that's amazing. Yeah.
I swear, y'all. I don't want to keep losing points tonight. Listen, why would I set myself up like that in front of everyone? This is the Amir show, huh? Okay, whatever. Fuck y'all. Boundaries. Jonathan, what are boundaries?
Boundaries.
Spell. Excuse me, the audience is called Thoughts. Get it right.
Oh, you ain't B-U-O-E-I-S.
No. What? No, you already fucked up with the first two letters.
We're gonna edit that.
I don't know. It's B-O. You look at me like, you really?
I said, I know I spelled it right. I said B-O-U.
Oh, my God.
I said B-O-U.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
You said B-O-U. That O was silent.
Yeah. You looked straight to the U.
Well, my mouth was O.
Your mouth said, oh! I don't remember.
Okay, so what is a boundary that you would set with your friends?
Yes.
Good question.
I know. Because I would like to know. I know a boundary y'all set for me.
Oh, tell us.
Yes.
Right, name one.
Never set my sexting video, y'all.
Whoa, motherfucking duh! I feel like that's across the board.
Right.
Like, with every friendship that in the world.
Needed to be stated. He sent it in a group text.
I just want to say,
I wish you guys.
Let's give some context. No. Melody's like,
wait,
fuck no. That's how we felt.
No. Wait a minute.
Here's what happened. Lyric, I'm about to tell you. So we just chilling one day, minding our own motherfucking businesses separately and shit. And this is when our group text was like Facebook Messenger shit.
Yeah.
All I know is all our phones go off, I'm pretty sure. And we look, and it's two videos, not one. It's two videos of ass-taking dick. It's just hairy ass and a dick, I think. I don't know. And it was doing the stuff. And my feelings were hurt.
It was his dick. I'm going to clarify. I'm going to help you out. It was his dick. I don't know whose ass it was. And there was too much.
We swear there was blood. We swear there was blood.
That's a bad
conversation. And it didn't give you, like, conference call.
So is this you're just
just saying this is just like people you date. You don't send nudes. Or do you send nudes to people you're committed to? Have you ever been committed to somebody?
Do you hear the concern?
I'm serious. Like, because somebody you're committed to, they deserve nudes. What are you talking about?
I like that.
I'm waiting for the answer, man.
I don't send nudes to people I'm dating.
Okay.
I have been committed before.
Okay.
He did receive nudes, but they were not on me.
Okay.
So
okay.
Once
okay.
A year.
So like special occasion, like you might get this birthday cake on your phone.
Hey.
Huh? I send random nudes.
Once in a new moon.
You send a friend to me?
She received random nudes.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Even if I was the person I was committed to, I got them off and I still have them in my phone.
How did you feel? You were like, ew.
I don't really
care. Oh, okay. He was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
date that. I'm not, like, I don't get into, like, do nudes. Like, don't.
It's just a dick. They need a class. Shout out to Kabira, because I think, or not Kabira, Lyric, because I think Lyric is gonna do a class, yep, for these niggas on how to, you know, take some nudes, because it's 2022. We should not keep getting dick pics.
Well,
in our inboxes.
It was something.
What
there's more to you than I did.
I get the videos.
From my previous committed partner, whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just like random dick pics. Like, okay. It would be like, he would be dancing or something like that.
Dancing naked?
Like,
that's
yeah.
Cute.
Woo!
That's
okay.
Cute.
Like,
that's
like,
next level.
Like, so he'll like, it would be a lot of random shit.
I would
it
be
just like a picture of dick.
I would be laughing my ass off because it's just a dick flinging everywhere. Nigga, get this shit on my phone.
I swear, if I had a dick, that's all I want to do. Is
I swear. I used to do it. I just like, I would.
I swear. You know, that's been like those questions. Like, what would you do if you were a man for one day? And that's my answer.
Just in the mirror with my dick.
I would go pee outside.
There you go.
That's
my
name. No, and
okay.
I'm my dick.
That's a very successful day with the dick. I'm too scared to feel how a vagina feels because I'm about to get caught up like the rest of y'all niggas.
No.
I ain't about to do
what?
That.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Because Jasmine just asked me.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Do you want me to repeat it?
Somebody got to
repeat
it.
Somebody got to repeat it. She asked me, have I ever held a man's penis while he pissed? Have you?
No! Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
I was holding your dick.
Okay.
I was not, but I know the story.
How do you
so
do?
So wait, was he drunk? Why was you hold? Could he not hold it?
Was it
no,
a
did
hold
you
want
to see what it felt
he
like
did.
While he was peeing?
What
was
the,
I just literally wanted to see what it felt like.
So what did it feel like?
Describe it.
Huh? Describe
what
it felt like.
It was not, like it was weird. Like you can kind of feel
it. Did you say it was
nice?
Yeah. So you felt him got.
Was it a rough?
No, he was like, I'm trying to pee. And I was like, ooh, I'm coming.
This is amazing. Like,
it's so wrong for them. Exactly what she said.
Wait a
minute. Oh, what? Me too.
Exactly what you said.
She said, here I come, I'm right behind you.
Oh my goodness.
Was he fully erect? Like he was holding it, or was he like,
no,
he
was like random. We were just watching TV and he had a pee.
So you was holding it?
So you went to the bathroom with him.
Yeah.
Was it two fingers?
And he told
or three.
He was laughing at me though, because like this is an everyday thing for him.
How did you hold it? Did you just?
I asked him how to hold it, and he was like just hold it. And I was like,
so
I
okay, had where were you? Were you on the sides? Okay, I'm the nigga.
There we go.
I'm the nigga.
I was up the lid. I'm like,
I was
on the side.
You
and he was like,
okay,
because
I'm not
holding
it.
Like,
don't,
because I had it up too far, apparently. And like the piss.
You had a piss. You had a peed all over the bathroom,
okay.
Bitch.
So hold on. Was it this was a friend or was
no,
this this
no.
Was a committed?
Yeah,
this
was
a committed.
Work.
Okay. I don't know how I would feel if I do not want to hold my partner's penis while he's coming. We're not doing that.
Oh, I'm gonna try it tonight and let y'all know how it goes.
Got it. That's a
Lyric's getting her pee.
More boundaries. Lyric, come up here and share with us. A boundary that you would draw for your friendships and people you date.
You were so good 5 minutes ago.
What'd you fucking say?
You were so good 5 minutes ago.
Oh, she had the scroll ready.
So friendships and committed ships?
Yes.
Friendships and Okay. I don't know if I'm a weird way, but I get my friends dudes all the time to approve them.
She's like, uh-huh, this is it, bitch. Uh-huh, no, bitch.
Put that bitch up a little bit more.
You need to arch that back a little.
I can trust lyric critiquing.
I would, too. That bitch.
I'm not saying
definitely, okay. Friendship boundary for me is, I don't know friendship boundary. I can do a relationship boundary.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
A relationship boundary for me is if you are friends with someone, a previous partner, you two cannot do anything intimate, like go to dinner,
okay,
hang out at the movies.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it's your ex, right? So why
yeah.
are you hanging out?
But I'm totally okay with you having a platonic relationship with somebody that you used to deal with, but...
So that case for the night of the house.
Absolutely. Right now.
You got me on something. You got me on
Even though we are strictly platonic and have been for a decade,
yeah,
I still wouldn't, like, in a relationship go out and, like...
Only when you're in a relationship. So when you're off, you all hang out.
Yeah, we can hang out.
But yeah. Like, they understand when you're in a committed, I can't continue
yes.
this. Okay.
Because I'm not going to cut them off for my relationship, but I also understand that my partner is probably going to feel some type of way.
Yeah.
I'm not out of respect for my partner, even though I'm not going to do anything. And they're not going to do anything. Just out of respect, I think it's kind of weird to be like, oh, my girlfriend's on a date.
And do you communicate that with whoever, like your partner, like whenever you're all going to, like,
absolutely.
Take to the next step?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's a fucking move.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Give it up for Lyric, everybody. Yes. It's funny you said that because one of my best friends. Oh, shit. One of my best friends is my ex. And we for sure go out.
One of your friends, what? Wait a minute, I missed it. I want you to say it again.
One of my best friends or whatever the fuck is my ex, and we do like go out and do movie days and shit, and we hang out, and I take naps on his fucking bed still.
Wow.
Oh
my God.
It was a struggle. But I think we good now.
You think?
We good now, but the fact that I brought it up, it might trigger something. I'm like, wait, and another thing. I'm like, fuck.
Wait till we get home.
We do have longevity. Yeah. Not a decade, though, but we do have longevity, and we keep it. Other than that, though, it's the same. Like, no. The weird thing, it's not weird, but the thing, the extra addition to me is also the fact that I'm poly, and that sometimes makes it hard to draw boundaries, I think, because I either don't know them yet, or if someone... who I am friends with or whatever. I don't know. I categorize people to where those boundaries are already there. So if I already view you as a friend, everything that goes along with that goes along with that. If you're someone potential, then, you know, the next, like, some different boundaries apply. But, I mean, I dated them both at the same time at some point. So afterwards and realizing, like, I want to cut that off to where it's just a friendship, it got a little interesting to get there, like what was allowed or what to compromise with and stuff. So, it's just
but then that's where that conversation comes in at that, not an ultimatum, but a line in the sand, right? That like, okay, if you can't accept these boundaries, then I'm going to have to cut off this friendship altogether.
Oh, the ex definitely accepts the boundaries. Like, it's all good. Everyone's kind of on the same page. It was just funny that Lyric said that, and I was like, God damn it. Here's another one.
Story time.
All right.
I have a friendship boundary, like, when it comes to my partner.
Okay.
I was in a relationship for 13 years. And there was a lot of people in my relationship as well.
Okay, like a lot of people have shit to say?
Yeah, and that was because I didn't have boundaries, right? Like every time I was like, this nigga.
Right.
This nigga.
Okay.
And then I had to learn that, like, when I have a situation with my partner, like, that's between me and my
That's
partner.
Between y'all, yep.
Because also what happened from that is my mom ended up hating my ex-husband, my sister ended up hating, and there was no, like, coming back from that because of the things that I said, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
That's a boundary within myself that mm-hmm. I've created.
That's a good boundary because a lot of people I learned through college would do that shit. Mm-hmm. And then they're looking back at us like, well, he's not a bad person. And I'm like, well, all you give us is bad shit. So fuck him.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You never say nothing good about this.
Right. Like, every time you talk, you're going to kill his ass. The fuck?
There comes this nigga.
And they get mad at us. Guys.
But, like, if you're my friend, and for instance, I had a situation in my house, and this girl was a friend at the time. She's one of those friends that like was rude to you and like was nasty sometimes.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, one of them type of friends.
Okay.
And this particular night I said something. So like my partner was there but I had a girl's night and she kept saying something. I'm like, oh bitch, like it's my house.
Right.
This is my partner. Like,
right.
Watch yourself.
Right. Oh, she was complaining that your partner was there?
That he was there.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, he's only here for a second. Like, cool your britches.
Damn.
And also, no, we hadn't even been drinking.
Damn!
We hadn't even been drinking. And this was the second incident. The night before, we had an incident when we went out, and I got called a hoe because I was dancing. I'm like, bitch. Like, the same person?
The same friend?
Yeah. So, like,
she probably went
two incidents back to back. This is not a
you don't
friendship.
Love me.
Like, this is not.
Right.
You always have something to say. And it's like, and it was one of those things where, like, she laughed jokingly. Like.
But she meant it dead ass. Like, we're not stupid.
Yeah, yeah. But she also has some insecurity. So, I look at people and I'm like, okay, where is this coming from? But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to let you treat me that way. I don't give a fuck where you at, what space you in, whatever.
Right.
That ain't, we ain't having it.
We
around
not
here. You
right.
feel me?
Right.
So, she was never welcome back to my house ever.
Oh, good for you. I feel like it's hard. I feel like it's hard to cut off friends. Like, well, at least for me. I don't have a problem, like, nipping a nigga if I need to, or a bitch if I need to.
My cut game is strong.
Listen, let me tell you. But friends, like, that's so near and dear to my heart. Like, what the fuck? Like, listen, that's just one of my struggles. I be scared to meet. Dead. I can meet your mama and your daddy.
Right.
I can meet the family and shit. But when it comes to meeting your friends, I'm like, I don't know. Because the way my friends, I hold my friends in my heart, like, y'all are my family. You know what I'm saying? My family is family, but the niggas is elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all here.
Right.
You know?
It's by choice, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it by choice? I'm playing. I'm looking at Johnny because he's toxic. So I feel like I'm being held hostage. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick pause for the calls. More like a 15-minute pause for the calls. We're going to get to Twerk Time crack-a-lackin' for you all. Again, Twerk Time is brought to us and brought to you by DJ Pretty J. Okay? I think she says Pretty J the DJ. Actually, never mind. Pretty J the DJ. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it correct the one time. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, go ahead and get some drinks. We got special drinks tonight. Again, Amir's Booty. Sweet Titty Sweat, and then Twerk Juice. So go ahead and holler at that. We'll just get some shots. We're taking shots. I'm going to go get a shot. Fuck it, because the bowl ain't with us. Johnny, you got some weed on you? You got your pin on you? What the shit? Okay, maybe I do. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I was about to say, you can go somewhere.
Nothing else like this. I'ma make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday. But you wanna put your name on it. And it's not even my birthday. And he's trying to put his name on it. Ooh, I wanna fuck you right now. Just get up on my body. I do
anything. Pretty J, the DJ. Oh, she's pretty. And she DJs.
friends, ayy. Everywhere we go, ayy. We be drinking again, ayy. Shake that, we bounce that shit, ayy. Yeah, hooresh, huh. With my hooresh friends, ayy. Yeah, hooresh, huh. Yeah, hooresh shit, ayy. Doing hooresh shit, yeah. With my hooresh friends, ayy. Yeah, hooresh, huh. With my hooresh friends, ayy. Doing hooresh shit, huh. With my hooresh friends, ayy. I'm from South Park, yeah. Being dead end. I moved to the burbs and put my friends on some lists. They wanna know about me. They say, tell me your story. Only thing you need to know is I'm in love with the money. Hey, I here and I'm getting it. Hey, young rich, but I'm pretty. Hey, little bitty boys, bitch. Yeah, whole lot of hash, hash, hash. 4-5-0 can't stop. Hey, how my bitch gon' pop? Hey, big old, big old, big old. Hey, how my bitch gon' pop? Yeah, hooray shit. Huh, with my hooray friends. Hey, everywhere we go. Hey, we be drinking here. Hey, shake that. Bounce that shit, yeah, hooray shit, huh, with my hooray friends, ay, yeah, hooray shit, huh, yeah, hooray shit, ay, doing hooray shit, yeah, with my hooray friends, ay, yeah, hooray shit, huh, with my hooray friends, doing hooray shit, huh, with my hooray friends,
yeah, she knows she thick with it, yeah, she knows she thick dream, yeah, she knows she thicks with it, yeah, she knows she thicks go, yeah, she knows she thick with it, yeah, she knows she thick with it, yeah, she knows she thick with it, yeah, she knows she thick, yeah, thick, yeah, everywhere I go, I heard the same rumors, girl, I stay on their mind, like a brain tumor, the boys stay me fly, but this ain't the future, I'm the present ruler, I name a label cooler, and girl, I ain't a sooner, but I own a corner, I own Oklahoma, with my Dodie cloners, I mix the Hen and Cola, and we can sip Coronas, and we don't hang with simple sons, you know the homers, and girl, I only homer, so if you bitchin' ball, ain't trying to let me hit, then I'm dismissing y'all, now baby, do it with no hands, then do it for my man. Shake that booty in your pants. Call my crew up for your clan. Got Hottie on the horn, Mega on the sidekick. This is superstar status, girl. Who you siding with? My guys going hard in the streets. At the club, we lead a bar on E. Now do it with no hands.
Yeah, she knows she thick with it. 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 Yeah, she knows she thick. I got bad bitches jumping out the Bentley. Cool. Get your money for your fuck 'em, that's the only. Hopping out of something exotic with a bad bitch inside it. Private flight to an island, yeah, I'm popping like a Molly, little bitch. Do that shit, 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 bitch, do it. Do that shit, do that shit, do that shit.
Stripper naked bitch, I need from Monday to Monday. Run. Don't woke up in a shake, jump spending no money.
Don't do it.
You threw less than a stack, why the fuck did you come in? What? You don't fuck with broke niggas, baby, neither do I.
Neither do
pussy
I.
Good, I flew her to the Four Seasons Dubai.
Season
last night, my favorite stripper said she need a new client. I looked at her like, bitch, I'm the reason you fly. Hey, ice cream, man, I'm a cold motherfucker, man. I hit the dance, but this shit not the dub, man. My money in advance before I walk in the club, man. Have lemon pepper wings, hookah drinks, and rubber bands. I'm on. Cut up, cut up, cut up, ooh, ooh, whore. Cut up, cut up.
Regardless, he wanna feel it like Megan Thee Stallion.
don't want your nigga because I want his daddy. I like to switch up my style every week. I gotta switch up my hair every day. I ain't no hope, but I do be ongoing. I promise my nigga's gonna love me the same. I'm a hot girl, don't try it at home. I wear the shit that be showing my thong. I like to drink and I like to have some ass. I fuck the noobs that's cutting the checks. Dance on the night you been served. I like a little, bit of curve. Hit me with the uppercut. Call it Captain Hook. Ayy, I go shopping, want it, then I cop it. Ayy, yeah, bitches popping, I do what they copy. Ayy, look, he's a sweetie, kiss it when he eat it. Ayy, yeah, know it's good. Ayy, chewing, ayy, singing. I love him with conversation and find a with no navigation. Mandatory that I get the bed, no guarantees on a penetration. I be texting with a fly chick, we both freaky, just trying shit. Main getting super jealous, he don't even know about the other fellas. I need a Mr. Clean, make that beam. Okay, I just might need a baker, make that cream. Okay, you woke up mad at me, before you even brush your teeth. That shit super sad, it's carpe diem. I'm so indecisive, you can't cuff me, but I'm wifey. I just wanna know who gon' slurp me like a icy. Bite me so hard, had to put them on a diet. This ain't no tryout, so you better not try me. I got a man, I got a bitch, I'm a banana. They got a split, one on your top, one on your tip. One for the club, one for the crib. I'm fine, I wanna fool. Ice in his mouth, eat me up. Rocking his chain, wearing his ring. Mostly brand. I go shopping, want it, then I cop it. Ay, yeah, bitches popping, I do what they copy. Ay, look, he's a sweetie, kiss it when he eat it. Ay, yeah, know it's good when you chewing and you singing. I go summer, I ain't f***ing with no drama. He was tripping, so I hung out with his partner. Some good introduced me to his mama. Thought he had me till I came out with the grimmer. Drinking Dulce out the motherfucking bottle. I'm a rapper, not no motherfucking model. Got a new, but I think I'll have another. I'm too sexy to be f***ing undercover. I know you know me, I ain't gotta introduce. Same crew, I ain't hanging with no new. I'ma buy it when I land, I rock new shit. I ain't fucking with that new, but I got new. Whoa. Please don't try me, little. You know I'm with that. How I put hair up like a two cat. Please don't ask me about it if you know I did that. Not a stylist, but I'll push your foot back.
Out the dirt, like a rose in the concrete. I blossomed off the curb. Remember, girls used to curb me, man. Them as a nerd. Ain't no higher with me, far as I'm concerned. You got a peach ass, be looking right. Get to dancing in the mirror. You want some that get you hype. Gave a couple chances, they ain't never get it right. Tell your girl to leave them lames alone, so take your own advice. You got a peach ass, be looking right. Good bad, and you working, so you every type. Girl, you lit in real life. You don't need a lot of likes. And I know if looks a kill, you doing 25 to life. Ayy, shake that ass, ooh, watch yourself. Ayy, shake that ass, ooh, watch yourself. Break them hands, cause forget your man. Move, son. If he asks you what you doing, say,
ooh, nice.
I said, all you know is bussing. All you know is thugging. All you know is hustle. You've been working more than clubbing. Moving underground. Young Harriet Tubman, all you make is money, you let just make assumptions. Now your girl is finna hype you, cause she know that this your song. My dog said you ain't no freak, you about to prove him wrong. Got an ass like a horse, on McDonald had a farm. And I know I drive you crazy, but I never stay you wrong. You got a peach ass, be looking right. You get to dancing in the mirror, you want some shit that get you hype. Gave a couple chances, they ain't never get it right. Tell your girl to leave them lames alone, so take your own advice. You got a peach ass, be looking right. Good, bad, ain't working, so you every type. Girl, you live in real life, you don't need a lot of life. And I know if it's a kill, you're doing 25 to life, hey.
Free code, free code. Bounce your ass and lift your knees, touch your elbow. Free code, free code. Bounce your ass and lift your knees, touch your elbow. One time chase me, they couldn't take me. My baby mama, two kids couldn't break me. So I went to the club and met Nina. Have you seen her? She looked like Lena Horn with the big butt, got it going on. But got more kids than children of the corn. That's why I couldn't fuck with her. Even though I know she was a gold digging bitch out the project, living for the county check. But got the killer pussy, that's why niggas say, watch that hoe, watch that bitch. Silly rabbit, the trick's on you, bitch. Cause true niggas stay true to the kizang. Get the coochie and don't know your nizang.
way out.
Free code, free code, free code, free code.
Bounce that ass and let your knees touch your elbows.
Free code, free code.
Bounce your ass and let your knees touch your elbows.
Free code.
Yep,
free
wow.
Code.
Yep.
Sorry about that, y'all. We about to get started in a second. Ooh wee! Don't be afraid. That's one of our regulars. She usually comes. We hang out, get her a cup of coffee, and then she get a little ornery, and then I be like, "Okay, you have to leave now."
Hold on. That situation
that happened. That was different. I've never seen her in that state before, so that sucked. But she had a Yingling in her hand, so who knows how many she had tonight. She was having a good time. She broke a chair. So anytime you break a chair, it's a good time, okay? It's a good time. Thank y'all for helping me escort her out. We can't lock the door in case people come in for the Amir show. Maybe she was
just going to knock.
What you here for?
They're like,
you want to get time back. You got to lock that bitch.
You want them out, slide it on the door. Right. Let me see your ID. Slide it in the crack. Hell no. Shit. Welcome back to the Mirror Show. I hope y'all got some water, some coke. That bitch Cindy walked over here with like 3 twerk juices and then passed them out. I was like, oh, okay. Bro, I thought that was fun. I thought she was being greedy ass right there. You love pineapple juice? Oh, that's the perfect thing for you. I'm having a rum mint mojito cut water. It's cute. Okay, Amira's booty right over here. The usually supposed to be like brown, and then like the wine is on top. Oh shit. Okay, well, sophisticated. What? So it's brown.
Multifaceted.
Lucy said, you hear me?
She said, you ain't lying.
Right. I want to give a big shout out to Lucy, y'all. Lucy is going to be helping us out with the show because Lucy is just shadowing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So she can start her own podcast or radio show. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, her energy matches all of our motherfucking energy, so we're going to make sure that we support once you get that up and running. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
You're going to be a guest host.
That is going to happen, too. Lucy's going to do every job that I have done to include hold the microphone and host, so it's going to be a great little time together. It's going to be a great time together. I'm excited for that. So, recap on what we were talking, not recap, reminder on what we were talking about. We don't need to recap.
The fuck did we end with? What did we say about?
We ended with.
That the boundary, my boundary with that weak ass friend.
Yes. Yes. I'm mad at it. We ended with those boundaries. So we shared some boundaries that we would draw. That was a good question you ever asked that. You know, what boundaries, for example, that you would draw during either your friendship or with someone that you're actually dating? I think that was a dope little question.
Yeah, because this is beyond just like dating somebody too. Like,
true.
Even if you're single, what type of boundaries do you have with your friends? I think we touched on that tonight.
Yeah, that's true. I think that should get you to think. I think people probably don't feel like they can draw those boundaries, or if they do, they're a bitch or some shit like that. So I think it was good that it was brought up to hopefully empower people to do something.
We all come from different angles up here. Like, right. We have 2 singles up here. Somebody has taken, you've taken, but also with other multiple applications.
There has to be a name for that.
I had to bring it back.
There was your recap, damn it. There was y'all's recap, damn it. Hell no.
No, but every all of us come with something unique.
Definitely so. So boundaries definitely looks different for each and every person's situation. Okay. I'm happy about this topic because coming here, I was like, what the fuck are we about to do with this?
Right. I have a question.
People
though.
Spill the beans. Oh, what's your question? Here we go.
Question.
You've been on him today.
So,
you've been on him.
So, I'm going to ask Jasmine first. So, okay, the question is about pop-ups.
Okay.
How do you feel about pop-ups?
I had a whole attitude.
Okay. Me too.
In a pop-up shop. Who's popping up? Okay.
Okay.
My best friend, Shanti, who's friend spirit.
Yeah, she's a part of Squadron. Y'all just don't know because that bitch ain't here.
Okay, but... Because there is different pop-ups. So, yeah, I'm glad that you're going here with that instead of giving me some lame-ass answer like,
least 2 seconds before.
Like 3 minutes apart. But like, they call me, they're like, so are you at home? Yeah. Are you busy? No. I'm in the room. Like, that's how I
What is that?
I'm actually cool with it because I know that if they come over, I don't really have to change anything that I'm doing.
Right.
There you go.
If I'm naked, I can still be naked.
Still.
Like, I don't care. Okay. Like,
chill.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. You sure did. Now, on the other hand,
if hymns, that's on it.
She'll finish her drink then.
Wow, okay.
This okay. Is get serious.
What tea you got to drop, bitch?
I'm listening.
No, it's not.
Tea.
I mean,
tea.
That's the question that I need to share. Now, if there's, like, someone over who I've had, like, intimate relations,
uh-huh.
I don't really want them to pop up.
That's fair.
I don't always want to just spend my me time with you.
Okay.
I can spend my me time with, like, them, like, my best friend. Like, because
right.
I'm used to it. We've known each other for, like, 15 years. Like, I'm used to it.
Yep.
But, like, somebody just popping up, I don't know what the energy going to be. I don't know what they're going to be on. What about this
culture?
Exactly.
I don't have nothing for you.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't know if I feel like dealing with you right now. And I don't know how long I feel like dealing with you. So if you call me and you like try to do the whole thing, I'm outside, I might not be home.
Y'all saw that.
I'm not home. I'm gone.
But your partner. I'm just riding with somebody.
Not the business.
Exactly.
I'm
on my car.
I don't like how y'all connected and shit, so shut the fuck up. I'm playing.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay.
That was your
two sides.
What about pop ups? What the fuck?
So, my next question before I move on. So you're committed that y'all don't live together.
Well,
are they allowed to pop up? Or is it the same thing as just somebody you was intimate with? I don't know, because you might not have the energy to deal with your committed partner either. Right?
That's true. But with my committed, we was together, I don't know, 6 years. And so the first couple of years, he would have felt on the other side, like, I might not want to deal with your energy.
Right.
The last couple of years, I was just really
okay.
Right.
So after being together for a couple of years, he was like, you know what, nigga, you can pop up whenever.
Pop up on me.
The door is open.
I wanted to do.
Right.
And he'd be there because he would help me or something like that. Like, it wouldn't detract from what I was trying to do with my day, even if it was nothing.
Okay.
I fucks with that. She said, track from my day.
Right, you got the whole group.
Same question as Jasmine. Go.
How do you feel about pop ups with friendships, some people you were just fucking with, and then a committed ship?
Committed ship, I like that.
Well, my friends, they know I don't mind popping up because I'm usually not doing anything.
Ain't doing shit. Nigga, open this door.
I've been playing a video game. Sleeping, I'm watching porn.
We don't like to pop up with that.
Not
we try to avoid that situation. Honey, what you doing? Porn? Oh, okay, never mind.
We're not outside. We are not outside.
Pulling off? Oh, okay. I'll talk to you later.
I just need your license plate.
I know it's funny because. Especially this one, she saved me. She, her and my our old friend did a pop up at our apartment.
So you a pop up?
Pop up.
Yeah, they popped up and they saved me from this hookup that was going bad.
Oh.
Was it going bad?
Did you send the SOS or did they like feel the energy? They
must have felt the energy and it's like came in.
Okay,
like,
I was about to say,
I was about to say,
was it going bad?
Wait, what?
California.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Was it going bad?
She was ugly.
Oh.
He was a picture.
Oh.
It was a catfish.
Yes.
Wow.
That's
a
show.
I remember that.
So you jumped out.
Okay, so friends can pop up on you.
Yes.
Okay, somebody that you're just fucking with, that just not like.
Give me a notice, because depending on who's.
I need notices.
Like, okay, so they can hit you up like when they
in the area.
20 minutes in the area. Oh, okay.
I
do
an hour.
Okay, you need an hour.
I do.
Like, okay, somebody can fuck with you. You're like.
If you're in the area.
I have some donuts. And
yeah, get them with the food.
Like,
hey.
Like, one of my dudes like, hey, I'm in the area. Is it cool to come through?
Okay.
I'd be like, yeah, come on through. I'd be like, no, I actually got plans today.
Okay, okay. And then, in a committed ship.
That nigga said, what is that?
I'm
Melody
is dying.
I had to go on deep thought about this. I actually have to think about this.
What is that?
The thought of making money on us.
Like,
the last one would pop up is depending on where I'm at. Like, if I'm over, like, a friend's house, you pop up.
No, like, you at home. No, you at home. This is your, this is your safe place. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then when pop up on you.
Shit.
Yeah. That's your shit. It makes it so much more real. So much more important.
If I'm in a relationship with you, you pop up, I'm like, okay.
You don't care?
Why are you popping up? You're going to help whatever I'm doing going on.
Well, okay. That's
so you like, so you like, if you just gonna pop up on me without no notice, motherfucker, get in here and help me do whatever I'm doing. If that's sleeping, if that's doing complaining, whatever.
That's what I was gonna say. If you sleeping, help me.
You ain't gonna help me sleep. And that's what I'm gonna do, right?
Because Johnny ain't doing shit, but
like,
yeah. And then make sure.
Oh shit! Get down.
party fail.
Or else shit like that is happening. Okay?
Knocking all this shit over.
Either you okay. gonna be mad or I'm just
playing. Okay, so friends is cool.
Friends is cool.
Fucking no.
No.
Regardless if it's committed hell, or not.
If it's committed, I'm cool with them calling or being like, hey, I'm on the way, I'll be there.
Like, it's a
power
shit. I'm out and I
want to
come see you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm
like,
cool with that. Yeah.
But if you're just dating, you don't even do that shit.
No. Okay. Oh,
like
you
like
stick
you say,
to the schedule.
Like, your place, I'll be meeting someone.
Right. You got to get to a specific point first before you do all that. Right now, we just dating. No.
Okay.
The fuck? I get really weird.
Lucy, wait a minute. Lucy's face. Lucy's
yeah,
face.
Wait a minute. Because I need you to come to the mic and I need
thoughts
to
the
say,
thought.
Oh. You're actually
thoughts to the let me turn this up. Yes. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say, pop up at your own risk.
Thank you.
Pop up at your own risk.
Wow.
If y'all pop up, no, not now, baby. Not now. Okay. Don't pop up now because you're getting out.
You're
going to
choose Biden.
No, he's going to
choose
Biden. I'm going to choose life safety measures. Because we are not killing anybody sick. But at your own risk at the end of the day, if you know if I'm single, you know the vibe. You knew the vibe when I hit your phone. So
right.
I hit
so.
Mother's phone too. So.
Yeah, that's why I'm about to
be
here.
But if you pop up, like, just be, I mean.
Yeah.
Be respectful. You see me
yeah.
like, doing something, or you see me not doing nothing. Even if I'm not doing nothing, I don't really want to do much.
Right.
That's what
but,
right. But what I do want to say is, like, we have to get out of that thought process that I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah.
Even if you are at home, not doing nothing.
That's
right?
Something.
Like,
shit.
That's what means, right?
Self-care is
whatever.
Care.
Whatever
that's
you're
something.
For yourself,
right.
That's for you, right? So it's not nothing.
Right.
So we got to get out of that mindset. Bitch,
I love
and
doing
even,
nothing.
Even just free time. I don't have no fucking free time.
No.
Because the time that I do this,
there you
what
go.
I consider free is for me.
Okay.
Or whoever I want to spend it with.
This is
like,
goddess
tea
time.
This is goddess
tea. Everyone sip their tea.
No, that's it. That's not time. And this is toxic.
Full episode coming soon.
Right. I'm not gonna lie. When I am alone, y'all, I don't like being alone.
I don't know. I hate that a lot.
I literally like being with my man being home.
Like, I'm like, who the hell
am I? Honestly, not so real. I swear to God.
Okay, I am toxic. I hate being alone.
I'm not toxic.
You ain't even heard the half.
You're like level two.
Thank you, Lucy, for coming on.
Thank you, Lucy.
He's thanks for coming on and sharing
your
thoughts.
How are you? Not?
You said what?
So
I'm
about appreciate those things.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You already shared your shit.
I didn't share about pop-ups.
Oh, you did?
I didn't share.
I grouped everything into a pop-up.
I mean,
in my head, any inconvenience is a pop-up. Your turn.
So.
Describe to us boundaries or whatever the fuck when the committed pops up.
Friendships.
Or dingers.
Okay, so first of all, friendships, y'all can't pop up over my shit either. Like, I don't.
She's sorry, you sure?
I left somebody outside for 2 hours. No.
I'm about to say, did they wait? Because
I
stayed on that spot.
I was in the park the whole time, and I'm thinking, well, fucking leave. And this was my platonic male friend. This was my godfather, my kid's godfather. Like, and I'm just like, and he came over there for a reason. In his defense, but I also told him, text him, don't come over here. So you took it upon yourself to go against what I said. So
I would have left that out of
respect.
Right.
If I say something to you, you better fucking respect it.
Right. Exactly.
Did he know you were there? Yeah, he knew I was there.
That's why he popped up.
He knew I was there.
Right.
Yeah, he came to my bag. No, I didn't do that. I was cleaning. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
See, I
hide. I was just about to say. I tiptoe in the house.
He went to my back door first, and then he went to my window, and then he went to my door, and the whole time.
He was like, hey, he's not playing.
And
come here, open the door.
And I was like,
open the door, what you doing?
So okay.
I
was
going to be back in.
Okay. Let me help you.
Friends cannot pop up over either. Like, just fuck no. It's no on all levels. It's no on all levels, but like the boundaries are different on each level. You feel me? Like, I might make an exception for a friend, like, and it would have to be a female friend.
Yeah.
Any of my male friends, you pop up over my house, you might be liable to get shot type shit. Like, because I had a stalker before. Like, so don't come over my house.
Right.
Man. Don't do that.
Because I'm free to assume you're a stalker at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't. Did you just hear this bitch?
Right. She will shoot you.
Don't do it.
You are safe.
All they gotta do is yell walking up to the Bera, it's me, y'all come.
And I'm gonna open the door. There's certain people in my life as far as female friends that I would open the door for Lyric. I would open the door for y'all.
Yeah.
But also like that would be if I'm home by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If my partner is there, y'all.
She's like, bitch, not now.
Like,
she gonna crack the door like,
right? I was like,
we not here.
That's when I'll be quiet. Shut up, bitch. We not here.
That's how we
come up with that. Mary, you home? I saw your car.
and you know what's funny?
Bitch,
it's my bed is by my window, so like.
I see your hairbrush. You only pull it out when you are active.
I got a black guy curtain, so you're not seeing nothing. But, that's on the friendship level. Dating, like I said, just don't do it. Especially, and typically when I'm dating somebody, you don't know where I live at. So, until I get to know you, you know what I'm saying? Now, but I will also say, like, I've met people on the first type of situation type stuff.
Yeah.
And the energy was right. So you might have got it. You might have got an invite over to my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that don't
other
happen
than that,
too often.
I would say that's probably
that
slim.
That don't happen too often. It's very slim.
Very
it's
slim.
It's like literally 2%.
Slim bitch.
Yeah, if you ever made it. While we love dating, you lucky.
Hand in the bank.
And then if I'm in a committed relationship, so okay. My lifespan of dating, like I ended up getting with my ex-husband when I was 20.
Okay.
So my dating life was really non-existent. You know what I'm saying? It was when I was in school, like I didn't give a fuck if you pop up over my mama's house. Yeah, pop up over this house so I can go out fast, sit on the porch. But
so I can get out. I'm in jail. Help me.
So those years, you know what I'm saying, that we lived together, all 12 years, damn near, 12 and a half. We moved in 6 months after dating.
That's like marriage and shit. I was like, damn. And I was like, oh, wait, that's like a norm.
And it was, but I was young and dumb, and I was like, I thought this was it.
This is right.
And it wasn't.
the disappointment.
it really wasn't disappointment like that person, that amount of years of my life.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Those amount of years of my life that I can't get back. But I will say it taught me a whole lot. Like, and then after that happened, I dated for a little bit. That's when I was solo poly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I met somebody, and that's where I've been at since 2020. And with being in that ship,
right,
I've learned a whole lot about boundaries that I didn't know even existed. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
So, like, I found somebody.
Learning
new boundaries. I wasn't looking for no fucking body.
Yeah.
You feel me? So let me not say found.
Yeah.
I came across somebody.
Yeah.
That lays clear boundaries for himself, and I had to learn to accept that. Like at first, I was like, you don't love me.
You hate
them,
me.
If you hate me, then say you hate me. You know
what do you mean? What do you mean I can't drive your car.
But no, like, they just taught me to, like, have those own boundaries and respect my own household and my own solitude. And that just because, and I've been touching on this for the past couple weeks, like, every time I talk to people, just because you're in an intimate ship with somebody, that does not mean you have entitlement access to them.
Right. That's motherfucking true. Say that.
Even if you live together. So let me speak on the living together. Oh. Even if you live together, because me and my partner don't live together. So even if you live together, I feel like there still has to be some level of boundaries. Because we see each other 24/7. So there has to be some sort of, I get to have my own individual recharge and reset, and you have your own individual recharge and reset.
Right.
And we should be okay with that in order to cohabitate, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, in order for things to not be toxic.
Right. That's true.
Like,
that's true.
So, yeah, that's my answer.
It was a whole sermon.
But like I said, the committed ship, it just became a no, like, the past year.
Yeah,
like, because before that, I was like,
and then you regretted that.
I'm so happy that they go.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing at 3 in the morning? Go fuck.
No, I probably wouldn't be like that. Even if he popped over to this day.
But you got that face.
Even if he popped up to this day, I would probably still be inviting and welcoming. Because that's how I am with my partner.
Right.
Like, I don't have really hard boundaries with my partner.
Got you.
So, and that's because of the foundation and the ship that we have built. Like, if it was any other type of ship, then y'all probably would.
That makes sense. Any type of ship, y'all. We're going to have a pop quiz next time. Name all the ships.
All the ships.
All the ships and all the ships.
God damn. That was a toxic ship.
Johnny got a mom probably. Shit.
Fucking turn around. We not listening.
Listen, y'all.
He said we good. And he died.
All right, y'all. We wrapping this shit up. Thank y'all so much for coming to the Amira Show. Okay, every Friday here at Riot Cafe from 9-ish to 10:30 max. Okay. I'm just saying, we got a range now. Like, fuck it. Whenever we ready, it starts when we start. And clearly, whenever we ready, stop.
Be here at
9.
I'm not sure we're
going to
start at
9. Be here at 9. All right, y'all. Down the line, everyone plug themselves. Where can everyone find y'all? Johnny, go.
You can follow my Instagram at @_lemonjohn. You can follow my Facebook at @DrSelfMadeMorel. Follow your medical travel and beauty needs.
Okay. Beauty needs. I'm like fucked up now, so I don't know why I got excited. I thought I was going to bed. I'm going to turn up. Bitch, plug yourself.
I am Goddess Vira, V-I-R-A, all together, no spaces, no dots, no none of that shit. You can also find me at sacred.sacral.sisters.
Yeah.
You can also find me at God Is Tea Time. And you can also find me at Butterflies, Blunts, and Booze, all on Instagram and on TikTok. And yeah.
Butterflies, Blunts, and Booze. I'm fucked up. What is this again? A mojito. Mojito. 5.9% alcohol. I'm such a fucking lightweight.
Okay, play yourself.
Go ahead, Jazzy. You want me to help you? You good? You got it this time? Okay, so I put up _.
Ah, it does. Ooh, thank you, Adria. You can follow me on Instagram at _JazzysWorld.
Why don't you know this?
She pointed you out.
You can also follow FemDrip, Fem.drip.
Yes.
Get on it now, because like she said, ain't no post coming.
I feel like, should I plug my Facebook? I mean, my Facebook.
Your Facebook? I never plug my Facebook.
I'm only on there for movement and BTS.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all again, like I said, for coming to the show. You can follow me at The One Amir Show on Instagram, because it's the only one that matters. One more time for Bree in the back. Hey, girl. At The One. Hey. At The One Amir Show, because it's the only one that matters. Soon, the website will be, you know, flipped and manipulated, but it's www.theamirshow.com. Because it's being worked on, but it's still up. So it's interesting. We not get rid of it. We just manipulate it. You know what I'm saying?
Under construction.
Oh, shit. Under construction.
Y'all heard it on the recording.
Y'all heard that shit. All right, y'all.
Manipulate
it. All right. I will see y'all again next week. Everyone say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's all love. Oh, shit. It's in my hair.